Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassadors for Christ, Pastor Barbara Verse with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And on this bright and early, beautiful Monday, I want to thank God for the Word. You know, without the Word, we wouldn't make it because that's our blood. Force. That's the one that keeps us living, that keeps us going. And Jesus said it when he told the devil, he said, and I know the devil is defeated. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. So words are spirit and they are life. They give life to you. The more you read the word, the more you believe it, the more you believe it, the more it becomes rhema to you, and you begin to live just like the word say in reference to the righteousness in it. But he also talks about the unrighteous deeds of Satan and what he did toward mankind. So our God has regulated the measure of our afflictions is my thought. And measure, it literally means the amount of something that is given in your lifetime, your livelihood, your ministry, and your existence. So it's measured out as far as the afflictions are concerned, but it's also measured out as far as your life, how you're going to exist and how long you're going to exist. The Bible say that the hairs of our head even number. And so God measures that out. And then God controls the amount of afflictions that we are going to go through, the amount of sufferings we can bear. To regulate it means to control. For instance, is that God has ordered the amount of afflictions we should bear. Everybody in this earth is going to be tried. Whether you are Christian or not, you're going to be tried, and you're going to go through stuff. Christians, those that believe in God, they have somebody can pick them up and back them up and show them how not to touch the fire again or how to be disciplined if you do go into the furnace afflictions, and how to be trained so that you know how to deal with situations. There is not but one good God. And most often, I want to cry all the time. And years ago, I used to cry. I used to cry at what I would read and how the enemy would do God's people. And then when I began to experience those things that I was going through, a lot of them were tests. Amen. And a lot of them wasn't. You see, Satan has the mindset of being dirty, and he'll try to slip right past God and bring you to the point that you flop on your knees because of the things that you suffer and go through. But as soon as God finds out through our prayers, he tries to make us free to live our lives. So we have to have communication with him so he can get involved. He's the God that get involved with what's going on. So here again, by what we go through and what is happening to us, we do understand that our sisters and brothers in the world are going through the same thing, but they don't have a God. In the 1 Peter 5 and 6, I honor you so much, God. I ask your Holy Spirit to move by your power and begin to reveal God's glory in the word today, in Jesus' name. It says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. They got to go through the same thing, and they are going to be to the point that there are results seen from it. If you bad, the result, prison or being killed or doing a lot of wickedness, and it's going to be revealed. It's going to be accomplished because that's the way it is. There's so many mysteries in this thing, but for surety that anything that's of unrighteousness, it's not a mystery, is that it's just wickedness that is done by the so-called God of this world. And so we know if that's done, to see the results of it, it have to be accomplished to the point that you know that's an unrighteous act. And the results is death. The wages of sin is death. But the God of all grace, in the midst of afflictions, in the midst of our being made and developed, God give us grace. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered for a while, and make you perfect, establish you, strengthen you, and sell you. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. After you done gone through, after you've been tried in the fire, after you've been tested, amen, you will get the results of the test. You go in to take a test at college concerning a certain course. You have to study for it. You have to be trained for it. And you have to believe it. And then you go over and over again till you get the understanding of what's going on. Well, we are being made, and it's going to take afflictions to make us so that God can prove our hearts. So we are coming out of those afflictions if we learn how to endure and overcome. When you, like I said, when you're taking that test, one of the things you're going to do, you're going to study for many weeks, months, and then you take the test. Well, not only in being tried and proven, and by it, afflictions that we go through, God is right there to move on our behalf because he knows how much we can bear. And so Satan's strategy is to make us give up before our time. And he does a lot of wicked, wicked, evil stuff to us. Afflictions are measured, amen, by the amount of something that is given to us. It might be a tragedy of death in your family, and then all of a sudden there you are, you don't know how to deal with it, and you begin to comfort in that thing, and your comfort might be alcohol, whereas another comfort for another person might be to go and seek the Lord until you see and hear him tell you how to deal with it, what's going on, and that he's going to take care of it. Amen? So you have where you're afflicted with sicknesses, disease, financial difficulties, even the affliction of a rape that you have to live with that thing the rest of your life because you know you can't do anything about it. Adultery, rebellion, unbelief, serving other gods. You have to have faith to believe that whatever you're going through, you must trust God who gives you the victory. Amen. So we're going to go through, but God has said, yeah, I'm going to let her go through 5 months of something to prove her, even though I know she's he is not guilty, but that's building up character, that's building up a relationship with God that you know that God is going to bring you out. He's going to regulate. He's going to control. Another instance is he's going to order the amount of suffering you should bear. You see, they think he got things in control, but that's a lie. Afflictions, they come because of the word's sake. We read sower and the seed. Well, you went out to sow your land, and some fell on stony grounds and good crowds and good areas, and some didn't. And the enemy plants his tail right in the midst of it. And while you're trying to grow, amen, you see that, amen, the tail is there to get right in it and cause you suffering. Flake you to the point that, amen, what the seeds that you have planted will be smothered out because of the tear suffering. The seeds, amen, they can't get the proper oxygen or do anything. But during the times of afflictions, amen, our greatest defeat on the enemy is to be calm. When we're going through, because God got it in control. He's not going to let the tear overtake you, because he even said in the word, Jesus said, let them grow up together. He said, because in the end time, he said, what's going to happen is God is going to separate the wheat from the tear. They won't be together. Angels are going to come and do that. And so we must learn how to be disciplined in our troubled times. Amen. And learn how to endure and overcome it. The race is not given to the swift, not to the strong. Some people have jumped in the ministry and jumped in their lives and married the wrong man and did step in the ministry only to get shut down. And afflictions, they are measured out by God as far as a year is concerned. He'll take you through a year of going through, of being groomed, of being cleaned up, made ready, amen, through character development, through various things that he put on you. After that year is up, he'll come and check you out and test you one great time. And it's going to be up to you to see that you pass the test. But even if you don't, his grace is there. And then you have to go back again and take that same test over, go around that mountain again. Because he's not going to leave you, but he's going to make sure you are fully developed. Amen. You're coming out if you endure and overcome. Our course in life is to literally endure. Don't get in a hurry and to overcome. Don't give up. Don't falsely accuse God in your troubled times. Don't listen to the devil. You must close in deaf ears to him because he'll lie every time. He'll have you so confused and messed up until you won't know your God. He'll let you know he's a little God, but he's going to be your God, and he'll try to be your daddy. Been through that. We are entitled to, while we're going through our afflictions, we're entitled to weep, but not to give up, because God will not put no more on us than we can bear. In 2 Corinthians 4, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Mercy is going to be there with us. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. You cannot win if you do things illegally in being tested and tried. You can't get there no faster. You go to a witchcraft worker to try to prove that you're a worker of God. That's not acceptable. So anything illegal that will cause you to fall or delay your coming out, then you got to think about this thing. You got to consider the cost. That's why I said that when God is taking you and allowing you to be afflicted, there's a reason. But also, he's going to give you a year to get developed so that you can go to the next level. And so the Bible said, that in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of this glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, could shine unto them. And you can't say that you're not seeing Father God, because Jesus is the image of Father God. When you see Jesus, you see God. Now, I have had an encounter with Father God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. I mean, I'm very strange, and I'm glad that I'm different, because I'm consecrated to be strange. But I know so much by my suffering and my afflictions. And I learned how not to touch the fire. Amen. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ, Jesus the Lord, and ourselves our servants of Jesus and for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, amen, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We have a little bit trouble on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not despair. We're not in despair, saints. Long as we got King Jesus like that, man, praise God. That woman said, I don't need nobody else. Persecuted but not forsaken, cast down but not destroyed. Always bearing in our bodies the dying of our Lord Jesus Christ. The life also of Jesus might be made manifested in our bodies. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Christ might be made manifested in our mortal flesh. Amen. Except a grain of corn fall to the ground and die, it won't live. So, amen, praise God. You're going to get all kind of problems when that corn get and fall, amen, and it's not planted in the right way. You know, all kind of bad weather, rains and storms and all kind of stuff until it gets in the position where it can be planted into the soil. Amen. So, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Christ's sake, that the life also of Jesus Christ may be manifested in our mortal bodies. Amen. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus, that raised us also up by Jesus, and shall present us with you, for all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of men and redound to the glory of God. His grace is sufficient. He told it to Paul, amen, and Paul talked to him about his afflictions. And Jesus said his grace was for which cause ye faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Through his afflictions, our inward man, amen, is being renewed. Our spirit man is being renewed. Our character, our mind is being renewed. We got a greater mindset, the mind of Christ. When he hung on the cross, he was afflicted. Before he hung on the cross, he was afflicted. But he endured and he overcame. For our light afflictions, which are but for a moment working for us a far more exceedingly and external weight of glory than the glory behind us suffered. The only thing that you can't do is you can't see those the glory for the affliction, the suffering. You can't see it, but God can, and he's your witness. He's your record of on high. Amen. Praise God. How you live this life, how are you going to end this life? Amen. Praise God. There's a glory to be seen. While we look not at all at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Your glory, amen, is eternal. Amen. Your afflictions are temporal. Amen. Thessalonians 3. Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and sent Timothy and our brothers and ministers of God, our fellow laborers in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith. Our faith don't have to be big. It can be the size of a grain of a mustard seed, just as long as we keep the faith. That no man should be moved by these afflictions, that we should not be what? Moved by the afflictions, for ourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. I was crazy as a vegetable. I didn't know I was appointed for and to those afflictions that I went through, and all of my walk just about was, why am I afflicted? Why am I not getting and understanding what I'm supposed to be learning from these afflictions? And I didn't blame God, but I stayed upset all the time. I never had the peace, never joy that God's son was given me, because I didn't know how to deal with affliction. But when I understood that, yeah, we're all like sheep led to the slaughter, but we don't have to complain. Those sheep didn't complain. And I guess, you know, complaining is our biggest enemy. But barely when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation even as it came to pass. You know all about it. That's what Paul was saying. For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent you to know, literally to know your faith, lest some means of the, and your labor was in vain. Let's keep the faith in this afflictions. We have to keep the faith no matter how it's measured out to us. Amen. God is not going to put no more on us than we can bear.
but he's going to always make a way of escape. Did that with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Each affliction brings in promotion. You're promoted after you done suffered a while, after you didn't falsely accuse your sisters and brothers, even though they, amen, praise God, sometimes needed to be because of their way and the behavior. But you look beyond their faults, just like Jesus, you saw their need. But when God had chosen Abraham to follow him, he had chosen Father Abraham, whom was the greatest great grandson of Shem, the son of Noah. And Terah was his father, and their home was in Ur of the Chaldees. During Abraham's years, God called him, and he answered the call of salvation. When God called you, answer that call, because you might not get another chance. And God had told him that he would make him a father of many nations, and that his seed would be afflicted 400 years because of the iniquities of the Amorites. God had to go in and clean up the Amorites, literally annihilate them out of the way, because they would have came back on Abraham's seed. But if you look at, amen, praise God, Genesis 15 through 16, and he said unto Abraham, know for sure that thy seed shall be strangers in the land and not theirs, and shall serve them, amen, and they shall afflict them for 400 years. And also that nation whom had literally afflicted them, the Hebrews, the Israelites, would leave out with great justice. After you suffered a while, God will strengthen you and establish you and literally bless you. So God ended up keeping his word to Father Abraham. And while those people were in bondage and afflicted by fear, by witchcraft, most of it, images and lies and deception that kept them in fear. And then Pharaoh's army, God brought them out. So before I was afflicted, I went astray, meaning to cause problems, to suffer. Storms, astray means to go off course. We were off course, enemies to Christ. So God had to bring us back. These light afflictions are for a moment. Amen. The more they afflicted me, the more I multiplied and grew. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to go through afflictions, but we also understand that God will bring us out of them all. Have a wonderful day.